Hello and welcome to the Evolve Pipe Drive podcast, where we talk all things pipe drive, sales, apps and the pipe drive marketplace. My name is Bruce Bignall. I'm the sales director here at Evolve, and today it's my great pleasure to be talking with Praveen Kumar, the co-founder of Clenty, a sales engagement platform that gets more replies and more meetings booked straight into your CRM. So it's super exciting to be talking to Praveen today for a couple of reasons, right? So one, he spent the last 7 years or so building Clenty, and he's seen his employee count grow 55% in the last year alone. I know I think 2 weeks ago, he's just moved into a new office. So very super exciting there. He also understands and believes in the power of email and sales outreach and personalization at scale. So I think we're going to get some real kind of insights from his brain and what he's learned over the last 7 years or so. Plus, Clenty is on the Pipedrive Marketplace. It's ready for you to try out. We'll have links in the descriptions and you can find it on Pipedrive Marketplace yourself. Praveen, welcome. Can you please introduce yourself and Clenty to our audience, please?
Hey, thanks, Bruce, for inviting me for this podcast. So this is Praveen. I'm one of the co-founders of Clenty. Bruce was saying, so Clenty is currently a multi-channel sales engagement platform. So it helps sales teams and revenue teams to accelerate their time to market, time to open conversations with the prospects, and really reduce the sales cycle and be able to win more deals in the time that they have. So we started back in 2016 as a cold email automation tool, but we've evolved towards a proper sales engagement / prospecting platform. So we have about 4,000 plus customers across US, Europe and other rest of the other countries as well. And we cater to companies across SMBs, mid-market and early enterprises as well. And of course, as Bruce mentioned, we have a strong integration with Pipedrive, and last 4 or 5 years, we have a lot of customers coming from Pipedrive who've been using Pipedrive CRM along with Clenty. Yeah, That's a quick introduction on me and the product.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, I mean, a lot of our listeners are already on Pipedrive and they're looking to get more out of it. So I think that, having an introduction to Clenty, that's great. And some are just considering the CRM switch because they're working from a spreadsheet, in which case I think using Pipedrive and a system like Clenty can be really powerful for not just from a marketing standpoint, but, a sales engagement, from that cold email outreach. So I actually think it's now called a sales engagement platform, right? So it'd be interesting. Well, I'm sure we'll touch upon that in a moment about how things have moved over the last decade or so. So what business problem is Clenty solving? Like how did you come into this, and what business problem is Clenty solving?
Right. So I think in sales, I guess really getting a response from a stranger when you're trying to pitch a solution or trying to gauge if there's a need for a solution to different people is a big problem, and it's been done on a manually, manual basis by a lot of salespeople. While there is a CRM in place for like conversations that are already there and you're able to close deals from there, we have different CRMs like Pipedrive and other CRMs. Whereas for specifically to really build the initial conversation, book meetings and have those conversations move forward, there's a need for a system to engage, right, with the prospects. That's the problem that Clenty solves, to really be able to reach out to more prospects, but also in an efficient manner, so that you're able to book more meetings. Like if I'm booking like 5 meetings a month without Clenty, so I will be able to book 10 meetings a month with Clenty. So that's the problem or the gap that we are fixing and that we envisioned several years back. Like obviously, we were doing different business and we realized there's a need for us to really reach out to multiple prospects to tell our story, right? So what we're doing and what is the story of ours, if you have to tell them in a very systematic way, in a efficient manner, that wasn't available, and we sort of started building that product out of that problem that we had back in, say, 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, so you mentioned that obviously over 4,000 customers, you know, every market in the Northern Hemisphere, and I'm sure some in the Southern Hemisphere as well. But what would you say is a through line, or is there a through line with them? Are they kind of, what size are those businesses? What departments typically use cleansing?
Right. So yeah, I think when we started in 2016, obviously we got a lot of small businesses, where the founder-led sales or one salesperson in the company, they started using. Luckily, as we were building the product, obviously we had one popular integration, CRM integration, and one growing integration that was Pipedrive. Pipedrive was growing, and then we were getting a lot of leads from Pipedrive as well back then. So it sort of evolved to a state where we have customers from SMBs and mid-markets and early enterprises as well. As we stand today, across these 4,000 companies, we probably have SMBs, mid-markets, and some early enterprises using Clenty currently. In terms of the industries, I guess, obviously, we are a horizontal product because any B2B sales requirement can use Clenty. But of course, predominantly, a lot of software-led, tech-led companies use Clenty, even though they might be in different industries. Like, we have logistics companies using Clenty. We have insurance and commercial real estate companies using Clenty, but they have some sort of tech or software element in their business, and they use Clenty to prospect and build conversations for their outreach.
And what do you think that their tech stack would be? Would because obviously email outreach is one thing, right? So of those businesses that are using Clenty and plugging into a CRM, obviously there are others to choose from. What would be in that kind of tech stack, or the ideal tech stack for someone to improve their performance for booking those meetings?
Right. So I think, obviously, so most of the customers know about CRM because CRM is a popular segment. So they start using a CRM, and then they realize there's a need for a separate solution to sort of engage with prospects. That's when they also look for a solution, and they realize Clenty has a pretty good integration with Pipedrive, and they start using Clenty. That's how it evolved in the initial stages, because CRM as a category is probably like 20 years old category, and a lot of companies use CRMs, but they don't use sales engagement per se in the early days, I would say, 5-6 years ago. And that's where the sales stack became like a complementary solution to the CRM that they're using. And then additionally, obviously, as companies have multiple salespeople, they start using tools to track their commissions and like calculate commissions. So today we have different tools for that purpose as well. But as a stack, I think the core, obviously, people start with the CRM, and then they want a solution to complement their prospecting and the engagement piece. That's where Clenty comes into play. Maybe today, I think a lot of people are aware about sales engagement. They also sort of look at sales engagement while they were searching for CRM tools. I guess there's obviously a natural evolution on the understanding of sales process and being able to.
I was just about to ask, how would you be defining sales engagement? What does that mean to Clenty?
In a very layman perspective, I think sales happen if you follow up with your prospects, right? So there's, even if somebody has an interest, but if you don't check continuously with them on a recurring basis to see where does that interest lead to an end, in the sense the end could be, yes, I'm going to purchase. No, I'm not going to purchase. To do that, you need a system, or you need a way to follow up with these people. So it's not that follow-ups were not existing earlier. People were still following up with their prospects earlier, just that they didn't have a system to really record that in a very systematic way, that they could organize their follow-ups. Today, I have to send a message, and then like 3 days later, I have to follow up with this person. It was all done in a very so manual basis and really, you know, in a chance that you take. But Clenty really comes and matches that workflow and says, okay, don't do it manually. You can automate that and remind yourself to execute those tasks on a daily basis.
There was something I was reading.
I think that's where...
No, carry on, sorry.
No, I think my point was that like sales, as if for the layman, following up is what matters when you're doing sales. So if you don't follow up with your prospects, somebody else is going to take the business from them. So all you need to do is continuously follow up, but don't really sort of pressurize the person to take a decision, but really follow up. I call this as persist, but with in a pleasant manner, right? No, don't make the person really hard to say. Don't push the sales, but really persist, but with a pleasantly persist. So
I like that, pleasantly persistent.
Yeah,
that's good.
So,
so Praveen, tell me, is I drew my research for the school. I was reading some profiles on you and how you started Clenty. Was it true that a cold email campaign using your software led to your first paying customer, and that also led to your future investors saying, we believe in this product, because it's kind of backed itself up there?
Yeah, it's quite funny, right? Actually, so we had just built the first version of the product, and my co-founder had visited this event in the US, Saster, and we sort of had got a list of participants just by, obviously, we got the cards, people who came in. So then I had run a campaign. So obviously, we didn't run a campaign immediately after the event. We waited for like 3 weeks or so, and then I ran a cold email campaign just using Clenty. And it just so happened that one of the CEOs who was there in attending that event forwarded that email to his sales manager, and he was actually evaluating a couple of softwares at that particular time. And then, so he said, let's get on a demo. And we were just about to test our payment gateway then. And in a couple of days, he actually went and paid. And it was like a surprise and shock for us that someone outside really tested the payment system for us before we could do it ourselves. So that was a like story that really, it was a positive sign as well that, some stranger, like you can sell to your friends and your buddies who are there, who would always want to help you, but to sort of pitch your story to somebody who don't know you, and then they try you and they really purchase, it was a big thing at that particular. I still remember the date. It's March 18th, 2016 is when we got our first customer.
March 18th. Okay. So yeah, happy anniversary nearly. That's pretty interesting. So met in the US 3 weeks later, because what I read was it was an Australian company. So right then it's in a global business.
So the CEO had attended the event. Obviously, it's an Australian company. The sales manager was in Australia. He was just evaluating a tool at that particular time, and it just so happened that he forwarded the email, and then he came for the trial on 15th or 16th, and like in 2-3 days, he just went and purchased. So, yeah.
Love it. Okay. So how was email outreach or sales engagement evolved over the last decade or so, like from what you've seen, for obviously from your development side? How's that landscape changed?
Yeah, I think basically, like, when we started in 2015, obviously in the early research and while we were developing the product, it was all cold email automation is what the term that was popular. Like, people were using cold email automation, and just email was the channel that was used to reach out to prospects. And I think over the last 4 or 5 years, it really moved towards a direction where not just email, but you can also use other channels, like bring in calling as a channel. And then today we have LinkedIn touch points as a channel. So we are also adding SMS as a channel to communicate. So basically, it's becoming more of a sales execution platform where you're bringing all the channels into one place and being able to communicate in various channels where your prospects are actually spending more time, right? You know, it's like you would want to connect to the prospects where they spend more time and you're able to, you know, really build conversation over there. So that's the direction it's moving towards as a sales engagement category.
Yeah, so it's you know, vying for attention, right? You can't just say email's dead or calling's dead or texting's dead. No. If you can bring them all together, that's the magic sauce, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
So what does the future look like then for Glenty? So obviously you've gone from the email to now it's an engagement platform with you. I mean, you just mentioned there the LinkedIn touch points. What's coming right next with the roadmap?
Yeah, I think the next 6 months or so, we sort of adding email validation as part of the, you know, like initial phase where you'll be able to validate your email and then prospect. Also, we're adding email warm-up as a feature where you're able to, because again, so when you're prospecting people with emails, the deliverability is one piece, but where you know, you want to keep that in a good condition. So obviously we're adding that feature in terms of email warm-up. We're also improving our integration piece with various CRMs. Of course, we continue to add more feature with respect to PipeDrive because, again, so we get a lot of requests from our customers, common customers between PipeDrive and Glenty, who sort of want additional integration piece. So we continue to build that. And overall, we are sort of improving our reporting features as well. So reporting is where we're sort of getting more push. We sort of would be adding more towards account-based prospecting because as we see a lot of enterprise prospecting comes into play, the sales reps would want to have account-level views, account-level reports, account-level prospecting methods. So we're sort of building our first version in terms of having an account-based view and account-based prospecting. So I think a lot of things are in the pipeline for the next 6 to 9 months.
Yeah, I like that. The account-based marketing or account-based sales, you know, that real alignment between the efforts of the marketing team, aligning that with the sharp edge of the sales team, that, you know, you can get some really good, you can supercharge your performance there. You know, for the longest time, marketing were doing their thing and they didn't think they were working within the business to make a sale. No, you're typically there to, you can really support your sales team's efforts there. But you mentioned, obviously, the integrations and further integration with PipeDrive. So obviously, Glenty is on the PipeDrive marketplace. It does currently integrate with PipeDrive. What does that integration look like? And how do the two systems integrate together currently?
Yeah, I mean, so as I said earlier, like, you know, so it was a trial that we did, like, you know, when we were obviously looking for integrations, we said, let's integrate with CRMs who are one popular and one growing CRM. That's when we picked PipeDrive as the second CRM because we were getting customers from PipeDrive and they wanted to use a simpler prospecting tool. So that's how we built the integration. I think the first 1.5 years we built, we sort of built so much so that we were getting leads from PipeDrive Marketplace. As you said, like, we were getting a lot of leads back then. And today as we stand, so we have like UI actions on PipeDrive where you don't need to log into Glenty to execute or to start cadences. You should be able to do it right within PipeDrive. There are various pieces of the integration that one, as I said, from with respect to sales ops as a role, they sort of use Glenty and then they run campaigns and they push the deals into PipeDrive. Whereas SDRs who are, or account executives who are used to staying in PipeDrive, So they use the plugin inside PipeDrive that is for Clenty, and they still run campaigns or run the one-off campaigns in Clenty without logging into Clenty. So that way we sort of identify that certain persona live in certain platforms. Account executives live in PipeDrive. You know, sales ops and SDRs would probably live in more time spent in Clenty. So in that case, what should we build more for them so that they execute more within the platform? So that's the reason we have you know, built the ZY actions where AEs can still spend more time on PipeDrive, be able to execute their tasks and you know, run campaigns into Clenty without actually logging into Clenty. So yeah, so today we are at a stage where we sort of really aligning our features in line with how PipeDrive is built. We may also bring in goals and stages at some stage within Clenty, right? So just to have those, like, so for example, we call, so in our sales cycle itself, we call certain stages as $0 stages. Like, you know, while PipeDrive has different stages, but there are a lot of $0 stages in the sense that somebody replies doesn't mean that it is actually an opportunity yet. Somebody is in a conversation doesn't mean that it is opportunity yet. Yeah. Until a stage that you know that, yes, there's now conversation that they want to try something. That's an opportunity.
So that's these are aligning the language between the systems. Yeah.
Exactly, right. So we're sort of trying to replicate those. Like we've added some trial features as outcomes, which would translate into stages at, in the future. So these $0 stages will actually stay back in Clenty where the real dollar potentials will be there in PipeDrive, right? So that way, you know, you don't want to overload your CRM with too many deals where a lot of deals are $0 deals. It's not yet an opportunity, right? So that's the direction.
Are you exploring the leads function in PipeDrive? Is that what you would, those $0 deals, would that could be considered a lead?
Yeah, because it's a lead. So the thing is, a lead to become an opportunity, there's multiple, I would say, sub-stages that you go through. And you don't want to waste those sub-stages inside PipeDrive because like if you do that, you're going to show your pipeline as really huge. But obviously, you know, the like, if you have 100 leads and it's only like 20 opportunities, true opportunities, so you would want to just play with those 20 opportunities in PipeDrive.
Yeah.
Whereas the prospecting and engagement piece, you can do it within Clenty. That's why I brought in the piece that certain personas would want to live in one platform.
Yes.
So if I'm an SDR, I don't want to move. I don't want to spend time 4 hours in Clenty, 4 hours in PipeDrive. So I would rather spend one in one platform. Likewise, if an account executive, I'd spend more time on PipeDrive than Clenty.
Yeah, understood. Okay. And the we can record some, you know, you mentioned the personas there. We can record something to kind of make sure, and we put it in the description to kind of walk through those kind of use cases that I think that'd be really useful. Okay. Well, thank you for that. I mean, as we, you know, so we've gone through a little bit of the Clenty history, a little bit of the introduction or the integration between Clenty and PipeDrive. What about you, right? So can you tell me a little bit about your journey? How did you end up to co-found Clenty? And how did you end up meeting your co-founder, Venkat?
Okay, it's a long story. I'll try to keep it very short. I graduated studying engineering, and I sort of joined as an engineer, as a software developer at Infosys. And I worked there for like 4 or 5 years. So by the time I was leaving Infosys, I was more towards the customer side of things. So moved from like coding towards customer development and customer engagement side. So I think about around the time when this recession was happening, 2008. So that's when I quit my job. I was working out of London at that time. So I came back to India with this quest to go and try something on our own. So long story short, 2008 to 2015. So I was doing multiple businesses, recruitment, outsourcing, and then say finishing school for graduates, and then one edtech platform we were trying to build. I think at the late stage of edtech is when my co-founder Venkat was also getting, like, he was getting full time to start something on own. We were deliberating multiple ideas around that time. So of course, Venkat and I went to college between 2000 and 2004. So we sort of knew each other, and we were always in touch, having conversations in between and so on. So I think around 2004, end of 2014 is when we decided, let's try to build something in the B2B software segment, because that's when the SaaS was getting popular in India and of course globally. So till then, I was trying more B2C platform kind of business. So the transition shifted when we were opening our ears and eyes towards what's happening across different industries. So we understood this, this SaaS is getting popular, and we can sort of build something specific for one problem, and we can sort of solve that. So our, obviously, you know, today's Clenty is different to what we built as first Clenty. Clenty was actually, as a transition from EdTech, we thought we will build a knowledge repository. That was the first name that it stands, like plenty of knowledge. We removed P and say we made it as Clenty, right? So, so 2015, early 2015 or till late 2015, we sort of built the knowledge repository Clenty, which we couldn't really market to a audience who will come and start using it. Then with feedback from different companies that were we were aware of, we actually used the same base and changed Clenty to what it is today. Like in like 3-4 months, we made it as a cold email automation platform. And that's when we launched officially in January 2016. And like, you know, in a couple of months, we got that first customer, paid customer.
First customer. Was it, you said the 18th of March, 2016.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So yeah, it's, it was like Clenty was not planned. If I have to answer you very simply, Clenty was not planned that we're going to start Clenty and this is the product it is. It's just a evolution of multiple things that we did, and then we pivoted towards what Clenty is today.
I love it. Yeah, I'm sure that we should start another podcast about these kind of startup stories. I love them. But just as we start to kind of wrap up here, and I appreciate your time, some quick fires. So highlights on the integration or best use cases that you've seen customers use between Pipedrive and Clenty.
Right. So I think one big piece is this deal stage automation that a lot of customers use between Pipedrive and Clenty, where especially, you know, they get a lot of inbound leads and they want a way to automate and build conversation with them faster instead of manually reaching out one by one. So for every stage, they run different cadences, and being able to open conversations faster is one use case. That's the piece that a lot of customers use Pipedrive and Clenty. And then the second piece, as I said, the outbound use case, where as a role has become popular today, that you have one person just focusing on booking meetings and being able to give that meetings to the AE. So there, you're able to execute everything in Clenty and automatically create the deals for the account executives in Pipedrive. That's the second use case that's getting popular like last couple of years in the integration.
Yeah, the SDR function is really elevated as a profession, hasn't it? It's kind of,
that's right, yeah,
and rightly so. You know, it was a thankless task for so long.
It's like football, right? It's like football. Only the strikers get all the thing. About, yeah. I mean, your midfielders and your defenders don't get that limelight.
I'm a defender, so tell me about it. You know, don't get any. You know, you get a pat on the back. Well done, but you're not in it for the glory, surely. I don't know. Anyway, I think it tells a lot about someone's personality, where they played, what they're comfortable and what they value bringing to a team.
Right.
Again, quick fire top tips for someone getting started on Clenty. And so if someone's looking to excel their usage, what would you say there?
So yeah, so I think if you're just starting out initially, you know, obviously if you're using a CRM like Pipedrive, and then you're also looking to use Glenty, it's sort of straightforward. So we have a 14-day trial in the platform, so you can start logging into the system and then connect your CRM. And if you're using Pipedrive, connect your CRM, start creating a cadence. So because a lot of customers who come and ask, so what we've also done is we've given a couple of sample cadences where they can start using it straight away and then modify the content based on the business that they're operating and take it from there. So yeah, and then obviously, you know, we have a chat support and as well as option to book calls with us. So for training and being able to set up your first campaign, so that also is available. So yeah.
Yeah, and then for the people that want to get, they've been using Glenty for the last 2 years, what's something that they should be trying, or they should try out tomorrow? What's a feature they should give a go?
Yeah, I think, a couple of new features that, we sort of are releasing in a sort of staggered manner for our customers is like the email validation and email warm-up. So I think our existing customers already are evaluating some of those features, but I think eventually we'll start rolling out to more customers and they should be able to try in a couple of months from now.
So keep an eye on your inbox for the new features. And then I always like to ask this because we know Pipedrive do listen to the podcast. Any feature requests for Pipedrive?
Feature requests for Pipedrive, yeah. I think more than us, I guess the common users for Pipedrive and Glenty, they just come and enlighten us with features that those small gaps in the workflow that they can identify. And they sort of, I think recently also we sort of added a feature. I think Pipedrive also added a feature which was complementing both ways, I guess. I don't remember it. I think it's a small change. But yeah, I think I don't have any specific request because our users actually come and solve that problem both sides, I guess.
Yeah. Cool. No, thank you. Just in case there was any gems there. Anything you'd like to touch upon that we haven't touched upon before we go?
Not really. So I think, I would actually want to thank you for inviting me for this particular session. Other than that, I don't think there's anything that I missed out for the conversation. Yeah.
No, I think it's been great. And just sharing your story about how you started and things like that was super insightful, I think. So just as now to wrap it up, we will make sure we've got everything that we mentioned about the 14-day trial in the description. We'll have a link to the Pipedrive marketplace so you can find it there as well. What's the best way to keep in touch if someone wanted to get in touch with you or Glenty? What's the best way to do that?
So the best way is just reach us out at support@glenty.com. So it would just send us a message in multiple platforms. Like we sort of available on chat, so there'll be somebody to respond to you instantly.
Brilliant. Okay. So we'll have that in the show notes as well for the link for support and to get your message in there. So Praveen, thank you. For listeners out there, thank you. You've been listening to the Evolve Pipedrive podcast, where we talk all things Pipedrive, sales, apps, and the Pipedrive marketplace. If you found this useful, please consider liking, subscribing, and sharing with a friend in your network. And once again, Praveen, speak soon.
Thanks, Bruce. Thanks for your time, and thanks for inviting me for this.
Brilliant.